Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Bane Chronicles, The Midnight Air by Cassandra Clare and Sarah Rhys Brennan. Read by David Oyelowo.
It took Magnus nearly 20 minutes to notice the boys shooting out all the lights in the room, but to be fair, he had been distracted by the decor. It had been nearly a quarter century since Magnus had been in London. He had missed the place. Certainly New York had an energy at the turn of the century that no other city could match. Magnus loved being in a carriage rattling into the dazzling lights of Longacre Square, pulling up outside the Olympia Theatre's elaborate French Renaissance facade, or rubbing elbows with a dozen different kinds of people at the hot dog festival in Greenwich Village. He enjoyed traveling on the elevated railways, squealing brakes and all, and he was much looking forward to traveling through the vast underground systems they were building below the very heart of the city. He had seen the construction of the great station at Columbus Circle just before he had left, and hoped to return to find it finished at last. But London was London, wearing its history in layers, with every age contained in the new age. Magnus had history here too. Magnus had loved people here and hated them. There had been one woman whom he had both loved and hated, and he had fled London to escape that memory. He sometimes wondered if he had been wrong to leave, if he should have endured the bad memories for the sake of the good, and suffered and stayed. Magnus slouched down in the tufted velvet chair, shabby at the arms, worn by decades of sleeves rubbing away the fabric, and gazed around the room. There was a gentility to English places that America, in all her brash youthfulness, could not match. Glimmering chandeliers dripped from the ceiling, cut glass, of course, not crystal, but it shed a pretty light, and electric sconces lined the walls. Magnus still found electricity rather thrilling, though it was duller than witch light. Groups of gentlemen sat at tables playing rounds of faro and piquet. Ladies who were no better than they should be, whose dresses were too tight and too bright and too all the things Magnus liked most, lounged on velvet-covered benches along the walls. Gentlemen who had done well at the tables approached them, flushed with victory and pound notes. Those whom Lady Luck had not smiled on drew on their coats at the door and slunk off silently into the night, bereft of money and companionship. It was all very dramatic, which Magnus enjoyed. He had not yet grown tired of the pageantry of ordinary life and ordinary people, despite the passage of time and the fact that people were all very much the same in the end. A loud explosion caused him to look up. There was a boy standing in the middle of the room, a cocked silver pistol in his hand. He was surrounded by broken glass, having just shot off one arm of the chandelier. Magnus was overwhelmed with the feeling the French called déjà vu, the feeling that I have been here before. He had, of course, been in London before, 25 years past. This boy's face was a face to recall the past. This was a face from the past, one of the most beautiful faces Magnus could ever recall seeing. It was a face so finely cut that it cast the shabbiness of this place into stark relief, a beauty that burned so fiercely that it put the glare of the electric lights to shame. The boy's skin was so white and clear that it seemed to have a light shining behind it. The lines of his cheekbones, his jaw, and his throat, exposed by a linen shirt open at the collar, were so clean and perfect that he almost would have looked like a statue were it not for the much disheveled and slightly curling hair falling into his face as black as midnight against his lucent pallor. The years drew Magnus back again, the fog and gaslight of a London more than 20 years lost rising to claim Magnus. He found his lips shaping a name. Will. Will Herondale? Magnus stepped forward instinctively, the movement feeling as if it were not of his own volition. The boy's eyes went to him.